Advanced Robotic Solutions can help fabricators address the shortage of highly skilled labor while providing a digital tool for data tracking. Listen how the team at Novark can automate the pipe spool welding process.
Hello and welcome to Bevel Talk. Thank you for joining us today. We're glad you're here. I've got Sarush with Novark. Sarush is the CEO of Novark. Thank you for joining us today. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thank you, Danny. My pleasure.
Good. So can you explain a little bit who Novark is, how it began, and what industries you're currently serving?
Yeah, absolutely. So Novark was a company that was founded back in 2013, really trying to address a long-standing industry challenge, and that is automating the pipe welding. The origins of the Novark project that goes back another 5-6 years to 2008, when customers were trying to automate the pipe welding process, and there was nothing available at the time that could meet their requirements. So my co-founder started by gathering those requirements and trying to fit an off-the-shelf kind of a robot to what the pipe shops were looking for. But none of the existing robots could meet those requirements, so he had to go back to the drawing board and come up with a solution that could meet those more than 40 requirements. So at Novark in 2013, we started with a fresh design. We iterated on the prototype a few times before we launched the product in 2017 at FabTech. So the product we have now commercialized called Spool Welding Robot. It's the world's first collaborative welding robot. And it's been now in the market for a few years, and we've seen amazing traction with it. In terms of industries we serve, our main customers are pipe fabrication shops or small pressure vessel fabrication shops that basically weld pipes or fabricate pipe spools or small pressure vessels for any of the following industries: oil and gas industry, shipbuilding, or mechanical contractors for the most part.
Okay, that's really interesting. I love how you guys saw an industry need, took on an industry problem, tackled it, and are starting to gain traction with that. So explain to our listeners a little bit how the spool welding robot helps welders and really what industry issues it's solving.
Well, the biggest problem, as you guys are fully aware, is the shortage of skilled labor, specifically in our welding industry, that is skilled welders. And pipe welders are one of the highest paid and highest sought for welders in that group. So with our spool welding robot, a junior welder can use this cobot as a tool to do as much as 2 to 4 highly skilled pipe welders. But not only that, they can improve the weld quality in terms of repair rates. And obviously with using a digital tool such as a cobot, you get much more data on the weld.
Okay. So yeah, talk to me a little bit different about, you know, your spool welding robot versus other welding robots or cobots. What are the major differentiators for your customers there?
So as you're well aware, again, just listening to your previous podcasts, industrial robots have been around for a very long time, since 1960s, mainly focused on a high volume, low mix production lines, such as automotive industry production facilities. And the pipe welding world has the opposite nature. It has a high mix, low volume nature. Every pipe spool is different from the next one. And that is in terms of length, shape, size, thickness, material. So if you're trying to use a standard robot, it would not work. It's as simple as that. So we came up with a solution of using a collaborative robot, or a cobot, or a core robot, as it's known in some circles, to solve the problem. And for that, we designed a cobot. So again, as opposed to some other solutions that use standard off-the-shelf cobot, and we're going to talk about the differences, we went back to the drawing board and built a robot from scratch. Now, why that? The reason is that pipe spools, the solution had to be tailored to the pipe spool. So pipe spools typically are up to 30 feet long. The diameter changes from 2 inches to 60 inches. So with all with these dimensions, you are already talking about a big machinery that can basically reach the joint wherever it is in this 30 feet spool to be able to weld it. The other piece is the setup time. So the solution had to basically have a very easy way to be programmed, to be set up in a very short period of time. So, for example, in our case, in the spool welding robot, it takes only about 3 minutes to move the SWR to a new joint and start welding. And that in itself might not be very meaningful without saying that 3 minute setup time means customers can and have been able to get 200 to 300 diameter inches in a single shift.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of diameter inches to be able to take care of.
Absolutely.
Most of our listeners are going to understand how impressive that actually is. I'm almost speechless at that. So that kind of a result is typical for the customers that are buying your spool welding robot. Is it increases or ability to get between 200 and 300 diameter inches in a shift.
That is correct.
So now a couple of questions that come to my mind are obviously, especially in pressure vessel and pressure piping, quality standards to meet, fit up tolerances. How do you guys overcome or adapt to be able to meet those standards and regulations?
Yeah, so typically our customers have to weld pipes to the pressure pipe standard, as you mentioned, that is ASME BTR 1.1 or BTR 1.3. So we weld to those standards. And so the machine is designed to be able to tolerate certain variances in the process. Some of the variations in the process are taken care of by, for example, we have a point laser that tracks the joint in terms of up and down movements and controls the contact work to the workpiece distance. We have also a three-line laser scanner that actually reads the joint and makes automatic adjustments during the weld. So that is live feedback from the actual joint and correcting the path of the tool as the weld progresses. In addition to all this, we have a welding vision system that shows the weld, a close-up of the weld on the screen of the HMI of the machine, and operator can monitor the weld and make adjustments in addition to the seam tracking and point laser I mentioned. So this combination has been proven that is successful, and customers can weld the pipes within tolerances that are acceptable in the industry and get the results that I mentioned.
Okay, and so are you guys collecting data along the way? You know, arc voltage, wire feed speed, travel speed, so that you can provide that to your customers as well, or is there any data collection or data systems attached?
Absolutely. I mean, if we are in the 2020, any solution, any digital tool that is going into any manufacturing or fabrication facility has to be able to record all this data. And to that goal, we designed the system so that it can record all the welding parameters that includes the voltage, the current wire feed speed, travel speed, all that, in addition to all the motion parameters. So that is all gathered in our software tool we call NOV data. One of the nice things, for example, about that is that when we get, for example, the arc energy from the welding power source, we can translate that to the heat input, and we can record that automatically. As again, some of the listeners here might be aware, with manual or semi-automatic welding processes, that is done basically manually today.
Yeah.
So this is now. The heat input is basically recorded automatically. And for every single weld that the machine does, the data file is created that records all these parameters with 50 millisecond timestamps. So in addition to this, then we also have a video file that's created by our welding vision system. And that's the same, it's a video of the file of the basically the weld that was shown on the screen. So we record all that video. And we also write the welding parameters on top of that video. So in the replay mode, you can actually see in any specific point in time what that weld looked like and what was the voltage, what was the current, what was the wire feed speed, what was the travel speed, and all that. So it's a great tool, not only for data recording, but also for traceability, allowing the QA and QC managers to see what happened in that weld, if there was a failure, or if their end user asks for it, they can also pass along those videos to them.
That's amazing. Your spool welding robot is an amazing tool and an amazing leap forward in technology and pressure piping and pressure vessels. I wanted to ask you a couple of other questions about collaborative robots in the industry and what you see as the future of upgrades on industry based on AI and cobots that are coming.
Absolutely. The National Robotics Initiative has been launched since 2009, and in it, it describes a big shift in terms of technology. In fact, the name of the report is From Internet to Robotics. And in it, since 2009, it describes a framework for how to make cobots placed in everyday life. So it includes all different sectors, from healthcare to manufacturing, and so on and so forth. By all the roboticists and universities and academics, there's a lot of research ongoing into the field of cobots, as they see the most promising upside from the field of robotics and cobots subsector. And the reason for that is that for a very long time, robots have been kind of safeguarded in the back of manufacturing plants. And for the first time now, we have a way to have a human and a machine or a robot work together and solve challenges, automation challenges that could not be solved before. So in our specific sector, for example, there's a lot of opportunity still to use cobots and help pipe fabrication shops become much more productive and much more competitive, especially in a global economy that we have today.
Absolutely. If you're out and about and you see it, or you've been looking for it, you've seen an incredible uptick in the amount of automation and robotics, whether it be mechanized or fixed automation or truly adaptive automation, all over, especially in the welding industry.
Novarc customers love them because they help them create jobs, increase their margins, and work alongside them to provide unprecedented support. Novarc's spool welding robot, SWR, welds 2 to 3 times faster than a highly qualified welder, while significantly improving the quality and consistency of welds, resulting in fewer defects.
A couple more questions for you. What's your advice for business owners who are considering automation or robotics in their facility?
Well, that's a very good question. So there's a lot of information, or there's a lot of news and updates out there. It's very difficult to sometimes cut to the signal in among all that noise. So when somebody's looking for an automation solution, they really need to understand, first off, investigate their production line, right? So where is the bottleneck of production? Typically, we see that in the welding booth or booths, that's the main bottleneck. So first off, consider your production line. Find out the bottlenecks of production. Now, when you're going out to finding a solution to solve those problems, you obviously have to understand that there's a group of stakeholders that need to be involved. So typically, when we consult with companies, we engage with not only the shop foreman or the production managers, we talk to welders, we talk to QA and QC managers, and make sure we gather all their requirements and make sure our solution works from all these stakeholders. So engaging that whole stakeholder group in this discussion of adopting a new automation solution is pretty important in the longer term success of the project. And we can talk about the viewpoints of each of those stakeholder groups if you would like. And then understanding also that whenever you're talking to a solution provider, you have to make sure that, first off, this is the right solution for what you're looking for. Again, there's a lot of noise out there. People are trying to, I mean, the people, all industry players are trying to use the latest and greatest, but pipe fabrication is a very sensitive production as well, right? It's a high stake weld. You got pressure piping. There's a very high standard for welds. Companies you're talking to, they should have really understood the problem before coming up with a solution.
Right. And, you know, especially with pressure piping, pressure vessels, the potential for catastrophic failures because of change is high. And so there's got to be some threshold or some pushback of change. We've always done it this way. We're happy. We're productive. We're doing things how we're comfortable. And overcoming that has probably been a challenge, but I'm sure you're seeing more and more company owners and businesses that are really trying to move forward and pass that because of the limitations on labor or the increased demands for throughput.
I mean, you hit it on nail. So it's been a changing scene. Used to be that we've been doing this and everything is fine, but now everybody recognizes the fact that there's not enough welders going around, and there's the only way to stay competitive in this global market is to use technology wherever you can and be much more efficient. So our spool welding robot has been a game changer for our customers in that regard.
So on that, what advice do you have for someone that's considering a career in welding?
Well, it's a very, to be honest with you, it's a very bright and promising career. There is when you talk about welding, I think the picture that the young generation or millennials get from that is probably somebody holding a torch and standing beside a pipe or a structural weld and fumes going at them. That picture is changing. There is a lot of new career paths in the welding industry with the adoption of technology and automation and cobots. Now you can be a machine operator or a technician to run this equipment. You can be if somebody's starting their career in the welding industry, there's career paths for QA and QC of these welds. There is path for understanding the weld data and bringing insights to the production. There's a lot of maintenance, obviously, and automation work associated with that. And especially people that understand the welding part of it and also understand the technology have a huge advantage in the coming 5 to 10, 20 years. So that picture is changing, and there's a lot of promising career paths in the welding industry.
Right. It used to be that welding truly was you welded, and now that's just a single aspect of the entire welding industry, the construction industry as a whole. Okay, so talk to me a little bit about your spool welding robots and robots being used in construction spaces. What's this vision of the future?
Well, prefabrication, I think, is going to be a huge trend currently in the industry when it comes to construction. Based on the studies that people have done on projects and cost overruns or schedules that have gone over, it's been now, for the most part, it's been clear that any work that can be done in a dedicated shop off the site and in standard modules is going to basically expedite the project, is going to save money and resources from all project stakeholders. So going through a prefabrication when it comes to a construction industry has been a proven model, and our solution again is SWR sits in a pipe fabrication shop and helps with as much pre-welding and prefabrication that can be done in a control environment with lower cost basis for the labor, and getting as much prefabrication done as possible before those pipe spools go in or those prefabricated pieces have to go to the final site for construction.
I often compare it to either laptops or cell phones. You know, a bag phone would technically still work on a cellular network, but would it be actually as effective as a smartphone and help us do our work better and faster?
Absolutely, yeah.
But in its day, it was revolutionary, and it was, I mean, a leader in productivity. So,
yep.
Sarush, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for talking with us. We really appreciate it, and we're excited to see what's coming with your spool welding robot and other things coming from Novarc.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's been a great partnership with you guys, and we'll look forward to any follow-up questions.
Absolutely. Thank you.